What you're about to hear was aired on Planet Philadelphia, environmental radio show on Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGTLP in Philadelphia, and on gtownradio.com. Hi, this is Kay Wood with Planet Philadelphia with artist Stacy Levy. Hi, Stacy.
This is great to be here, Kay. It's really fun. We're standing in one of my favorite buildings in Philadelphia, Fairmount Waterworks.
So, Stacy, we were talking earlier about the role of artists. I mean, our environment, our ecology, and our climate are facing a number of serious issues. So I don't know if you could talk about that a bit.
I think one of the most important things about artists is that we're able to show a situation with language which is different than the language of science. And the language of art is more accessible to many, many people. So I think it's very important for artists and scientists to work together. For artists to, the first step is perhaps for artists to make the complexity of, say, nature, because that's the part of science I'm most interested in, to make nature more legible, to make it more understandable. And then the second role of artists is to work with scientists and engineers to figure out ways to create new processes or support to existing natural processes so that nature can be aided instead of worked against. And one of the things, a simple thing, is where does rainwater go, particularly in an urban area? But this is true of suburban and rural areas also. We need to work with the ecological processes the world has long established and not work against them. So instead of saying we're going to send the rainwater out of here, we talk about sites drinking their own rainwater and utilizing the rain the way it should be, and it would be naturally. And that is a great system to work with because it's already working. It's just learning to work with it. And I think that artists are attuned to that and can help engineers and scientists work better with the natural processes that are out there instead of working against them, which has been our tradition of engineering. When you see water and you don't want it somewhere, you put it in a pipe or you put a levee up or a dam or a wall. And that's not working in our present day. With climate change, there's so much more rain coming out of the sky in certain places. It's happening, storms are happening with so much more frequently and with so much more quantity of water coming out of the sky and into our land systems, that we have to work with that process, not against it. There's no way to contain the rain. We have to work with the rain. And that's one of the important roles as an artist and looking at climate change. Like, how do we work with the changing state of nature? And how can we make designs that work better with what's coming at us? The fact that there will be more rain in the east, and it will these storms will happen more frequently. How are we going to make it so we can live better with the rain?
Okay, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Well, one of the things that interests me is that when artists are working with climate change, they're often working with sea level rising. And I think it's really important to look at all the ways the climate is changing and to address lots of other things that are being affected. One of the things that I'm into is rainwater, because that's being really affected by climate change. But erosion and dryness and drought are also effects of climate change. So I think that artists can focus on so many different aspects of climate change, not necessarily on the edges where the seas are rising and falling. But pluvial flooding is going to be a huge issue in places that perhaps are not along the coastlines, but are along rivers. They're going to be feeling another kind of rising tide, the slow tide of flooding.
Okay, and pluvial flooding is flooding inland along waterways.
Pluvial is from the Latin pluvia, rain, so it's rain flooding.
You were telling me that the Schuylkill has tides?
You know, I grew up in Philadelphia and I was drinking this water and I passed the Schuylkill all the time and I had no idea until I was about 20 that there was a 6-foot tide in this river. And usually when we think about tides, we think about, oh, down at the ocean, you know, go down the Jersey Shore, there are tides. But there are tides in any piece, in any urban river that's connected to the sea. So there are tides in the Schuylkill River and the Delaware River. New York has two rivers that are tidal, the Hudson and the East River, though the East River isn't actually a river. But so there are tidal rivers in Boston, and any city that's connected somehow to the sea through their waterway will be getting some kind of tide. And Philadelphia has a fabulous tide of 6 full feet that happens 2 times a day, 2 times in a 24-hour period. And the idea that people are driving around, walking around, living here, and they have no idea of this very basic fact seems really sad to me. So one of the roles for me as an artist is to explain the hidden features of nature, what we can't see because it happens too slowly or too invisibly. And tides are one of those things that's very hard to register. So a lot of my work is about creating a visual registration of the tide, like a thermometer, so you can see what a temperature is. I'm showing the height of the tide with a representation that goes up and down with the tide and is super easy to read as you pass by the river. So I want people to walk by the Schuylkill and say, oh, it's high tide, or, ooh, I think it's half tide, and have that knowledge about where they live, because I think it gives you a sense of being at home in the world, and that's a very important sense to have.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Great. It was great to talk to you, and wonderful to go down into the Fairmount Waterworks and check things out, because it's really quite extraordinary.
It's a lot of fun. I recommend folks come here.
Also, if you visit, you will be able to see some of Stacy's artwork for yourselves. If you want to know more about Planet Philadelphia, go to planetphiladelphia.com. You could also find out more about other G-Town Radio programming by going to gtownradio.com. I hope you will consider making a small monthly donation to help Planet Philadelphia continue presenting interviews on important underreported environmental topics and exploring their complexities and intersections. Thank you so much for your support.